Daf Chaf Chet. And last year we were discussing, in the middle of discussing, Achan in terms of the lottery and how he was found to have taken from the spoils. And the way we ended it, when he says, "Kazot city, I did such and such," the drush was that it wasn't just that those spoils he took from, also the spoils of Minyan. However, Amar Rabbi Tanchuma says as follows: "Ba'ar he actually took from four different spoils. Ma'al, Knani." Melech Arad, that war, Becherem Sichon Ve'og, the war of Sichon and Og, Midyan, which we mentioned, and Cherem Yericho. Okay, and now the question is, Uminayin Shekiper, by the way, I'll just show you here the drush of how you get to four. The Korban Eda says, Tichtiv Anochi Chatati, that's one, Vekazot, that's time, Ukezot Karishonim, meaning I'm doubling down what I've done. Four, that's two times two is four. Okay, that's how he gets to that. Fine. How do we know the kapara works? It says, Zerach, we refer to him as being a descendant of Zerach. It says, Zerach Zimri Ve'etan. The question, who is Zimri? So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, now the reason why who is Zimri, because it says Zivdi, because it says Zivdi Ve'etan Havalil Mikhtav. Tichtiv ben Karmi ben Zavdi ben Zerach. So who is this Zimri? It should be somebody else. So therefore it says, actually it's referring to Achan. Achan is he's because Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachani says, sorry, I missed a bit. Zimri is Achan Shasa Masa Zimri. The Masa Zimri Korban explains that he spoke Azut, he spoke brazenly before Am Yisrael like Zimri did. Okay. Now, interestingly, nonetheless, it's is Nechshav amongst the others who were Chasidim. So the fact that the Torah at the end, in when they're recording history in terms of descendants, is mentioned amongst the other Chashuv people must mean that he achieved a kapara at the very end. Okay, that's how it works. Bishul Machane says Haman actually in that list is Achan, because again someone's missing because Zavdi should be there. However, it says Achan because he says why is Haman? Because it's Lashon of Amana, Amana Anochi Chatati. That's the admission he says. And nonetheless, it says in the pasuk Kulam Chamisha, they're all five. Well, you've just listed five. Why does the Torah have to say Kulam Chamisha? V'chi ein yodea she'en Chamisha ela maled she'af Achan yesh lachel lo chelek latil lavo. That he's just like them and he has a chelek l'olam haba. Yafeh. Now, if they don't know how to do vidui, this is going back to the person who is about to be executed. Maaseh b'echad sheyeh yotzeh le'ehareg din tzibin, there was a case of a person who was about to be executed. They said, Amru lo, they said to him, Emor tiyeh mitateh kabar la'kol amonotai. They said, now, this is the way you do vidui, because he didn't know how to do it. So this death should be a kapara for all your sins. Or say it should be for all my sins. And Amar, he said, "Timitei kapara kol avonotai." He said that. However, he added, "Chutz min avon hazeh, this sin. If I indeed did it, then alim choli." Because again, he was adamant that these were false witnesses. However, the legal process went through. They couldn't find anything wrong with it. He had two witnesses, and therefore had to be executed. Yanaki. And I'm not holding Beitin to blame here. Because again, they followed due course, due process. Okay. When the matter came, Chachamim, they cried. Amru lach, zero, we can't bring him back. Because if we bring this guy back and try and like deliberate or work with his claim that they're false witnesses, then every person who's being executed will make the same statement. Rather, we have to go through the legal process, and in effect, even though it might be that indeed this individual is innocent, well, these witnesses, if they are indeed false, they will be held culpable, right? In other words, there was nothing that they could see within the entire case that could find them false witnesses. There was nothing they could see all the matters in hand. In other words, it was clean that this guy was a murderer based on all events they had at hand. Okay, and it just happens to be that if they were false witnesses, well. They're going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu will deal with them. It says Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, Ereba Nachama im lo haragti ed zomem, seeking witness. Sheyu omrim ad sheyareg shnei manefesh tachar nefesh, because he's saying gevaldik, meaning I killed a false witness. Now, importantly, when it comes to Zom, we haven't learned Makot yet. Is that when you kill them? You kill them if achar gemar din, but before the so-called the falsely accused is being killed. The Tzdukim used to say, no, because there's nefesh tachat nefesh, you can only kill the false witnesses if they actually end up succeeding in getting this individual executed. So he says, I went according against the words, like I did an act that was counter to the words of Tzdukim. However, you see from the Pashut with Pshat the Gemara, it was Ed Zomem, one person. So Amar lo Shimon ben Shetach, when you're talking about Nachana, im lo ma'alim alecha kilu shafchat adam naki. You killed an innocent person. Why? Because when it comes to Edim Zolomim, you can only kill the Edim Zolomim if they're both found to be false, not if one's found to be false. So Botosha kibel alav, he kept upon himself. There's Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, he accepted himself shelo yoreh. He will not teach elamipi or bifnei. Different girsas, I think, should be bifnei, right? The girsa change. Or lifnei, exactly. Makot it's lifnei. Shimon beshetach yifeh. Let's continue. Shimon beshetach hayu yadav chamumot. Yadav chamumot literally means hot hands. So what that means is, according to Korban Eda, it says me'em la'asot nekama be'oseh risha, that he was quick to punish or act against those who committed evil, like he was hot, like it's like kanai in that sense. However, atis yaleitzanim, so the group of clowns, if you like, they wanted to get back at him. Amru havu eitzah nishadin al berei v'niktaleil. Let's act as false witnesses, and we will testify such that we can kill his son. Right? We want to get back at him. Asidu alave v'nigmar dino le'areg. The court case went through the false, even though there were false witnesses, no one knew there were false witnesses. Everything went absolutely smoothly in that sense, and his son was about to be killed. Mitkala, when they were being taken out, when his son was being taken out to killed, Amri, they said, Mari Shikran Ane. We are, they said to him, look, we are false witnesses. They admit the fact they're false. The problem is, when it comes to witnesses, it doesn't help because Kivan Shihigid, Shuvayna Chozo Magid. Once you've provided testimony, you can't retract. So even if they say, I'll just show you the Korban Eda. So, and it says, Umin nafa kishiyatza lereg, amru leil binosho shimon shetach, adonenu sahadei shikra anan. They said, my master, veratza shimon avim, shimon shetach wanted to actually lachziro, to roll back the case. Nanu tam vamta livrehem, they explained whatever it was. Lamamru mitchelakach, why they said as such. So he thought that maybe we can take this back and find out somehow we can find these witnesses to be false witnesses and save his son. However, it doesn't work that way. Unless they actually are witnesses that can come and falsify these witnesses' hand, we can't take the case back. So the Gemara says that. Sorry, I skipped a bit. He wanted to bring the case back. Amalei Abba, the son says, "In bikashta lavot shua al yadecha, if you want Yeshua to come by your hand, through the kiddushin you'll do by following practice and being a proper judge, if you like. Asato kiiskob, treat me like a threshold to tread upon, and we have to go through the and basically have to be killed." Okay. Maaseh bechassid echad. There was a chassid, one chassid who happened to walk on the road. That they were having a relationship with a dog. Amrin nan yadinan du gavra chassida, the azl masid alan umaran David katilan. The two people that commit in the crime, they thought, oh, gewalt, this guy's a chassid, and we know there's a good relationship with David HaMelech. He'll go spill the beans to David HaMelech, and David HaMelech is going to kill us. We are two people, so let's go and create a false testimony about this person to save our own lives and kill him. That's what I said. They testified, and unfortunately, this chassid was ended up being killed. So who should David Amar? That's what David said. Nafshi. He wanted to be saved from something related to a sword and something related to a dog. What are these things? Mecherev, which is cherev Uriah. For the Uriachiti, the if you like the bear that was associated in that story with Bathsheba, the husband of Chasid. Now, interesting here, show Mikalbo Chasid. He says the Korban says Avon, that it, David HaMelech, the Avon wasn't taluy on him, meaning he didn't do any sin in that context at all. They were the false witnesses, these individuals. And they came and testified and followed proper legal practice, had nothing to do with David HaMelech. It wasn't sitting on him. Nonetheless, still, the fact that the Aveiro came about through him, he felt he needed a kapara for this. In other words, like he said, there's an inner like this as well, that why should I be the one to witness? Like, why did I have to be the one to witness this in Avera? There's some sort of cheshbon has to be, or in this context, more directly, he felt that to be some sort of cheshbon, some sort of accountability in a sense that through him, this Avera was caused, even though he wasn't actually directly any cause of it. Okay, let's have a look at the next halacha. This halacha dalet. Rachum Beit HaSkila, once I got towards the Beit HaSkila, 4 amot from it. Hamashvitin they would strip him as him or her of her clothing, it says. Ha'ish, however, mechasin otah otom milfanav. They would abuse a more shmat in front of him for to cover his erva, and by isha milfanea umechareya both front and back. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim says no. Ish niskalarum, a man is stoned, not wearing any clothes at all. Ve'en isha niskalat aruma, but a woman is if she's chayv skila, she would be clothed. That is the Mishnah. The Gemara says maklivashid the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda seems to be switching his positions, meaning taman we said by. Sota says, "Im hayasara na'a lo hayasotro, if she had nice hair, then they wouldn't, open up it uncover her hair. Or if it's im haylibo na'a, that wouldn't reveal it either. That was the expression there. And so it seems to be here that he was concerned about the hiruhurim, about what might happen to the people around. However, here when they're stoning her, she's not getting stoned with clothes on. She's stoning her not wearing clothes at all." So what is the chosesh of some sort of exposing this woman in public? So the Gemara says no. Nonetheless, when it comes to in our case, whether she's going to be executed, there's no concern of anything that's going to happen after the event because she's dead. However, Baram Taman, she Torah, if I wake sort of the whole thing is based on a safek, she might end up coming out innocent. And the coining that saw her in this more exposed manner in the base of Mikdash, that might play on them. Let's put it that way. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, so then, nonetheless, there's almost like a behind this debate, by the way, whether a woman is clothed or not, is are we concerned about, if you like, the busha, therefore we want to clothe her, or the less clothes she has, the quicker her death will be, the less painful it will be, as we'll see. So that's the two sides, if you like, of the actual debate there. But the Gemara was just. What the Gemara was focusing on Rabbi Yehuda's other concern that we see elsewhere regarding what it might do to the observers. Okay, so the point was Rabbi Yehuda says that the observers are not really concerned in this case because she's going to be killed. She's basically going to be killed anyway. Whereas Sota, well, there's potential of causing problems because by Sota, it's really not a certainty at all she'll be killed. Now, however, let's go back to the Chachamim. When it comes to executing execution, according to Chachamim, it's better should be clothed. And however, when it comes to the sota, the Chachamim don't have the same concerns of Rabbi Yehuda about her being exposed. So the Gemara says as follows: In other words, despite the fact of killing this girl, this woman. It says, "Vaftarech kamocha." You have to ensure that her death is one where she retains some dignity, nonetheless. At the end of the day, so therefore she is clothed according to Chachamim. However, when it comes to sota, whole point of sota is not the whole point, but a element of sota is it says, "V'nasru kol anashim." So the nevasru kol anashim. Sorry. In other words, all the women will see the degradation and take heed of. This is the practice that this sota had done before. If you remember, sota is not just punk, the husband suspects his wife and takes her there. He's pre-warned her of being seclusion with another man, and she can use to do so, and she's witnessing this seclusion with another man. So there is a reglaim le davar behind it. So therefore, the demonst we're not as in other words, just more than that. The cause has been nivasru. The pasuk says, the korbanator says shechafetz amakum nivula. That the Torah wants her nivul, wants to degrade her in the context of sota. Okay, let's continue. Let's learn halacha. Hey, Beit HaSkila gavua shtei kamot. This Beit HaSkila was 2 stories high. Or 2 heights of a person, I should really say. And one of the witnesses would push him off this platform onto his back. So there's no stones yet. What we see here, they're basically throwing him off this raised platform. If he happens to land on his stomach, on his front forward, normally his loins, but clearly it means in this context on his back. Now, if that alone would have killed him, no stone thrown yet, then it's done. Beam love, what would happen? Not loiter Evan, one of the eating not Alan Bold. They would take they would take a stone, a large boulder, and place it on him. Im met, then great bayatzaim love, then I sheni will not Evan will not Ali Bold. That same thing happened to the second witness. Now if that didn't kill him, Vimet Bayatza, sorry, Vim love regimato bechol Israel. Then that's when you'd see the stones fly. Shneamar, yada edim tia bereshona alamito. Yad kola'am b'achronah. So edim went first, followed by the Am Yisrael. So it's not your classic perception, I think. All these, by the way, all the mitzvot paintings, as we'll see, are not your what you'd imagine, but just by the direct translations. Okay.
It doesn't mention here any drugging of the executed.
No, or anesthetizing or not, nothing. I don't know.
And no one argues
Don't they
that
get
it's
any
this.
wine to drink?
Rabbi
Why?
Israel.
Yeah. Why? Doesn't the Bavli talks about that?
Talks about wine. Yeah.
It does?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so do I. I think they gave him a cup of wine to drink.
Right. Yes.
All
Thank you,
right.
Moshe.
He deserves a 21-year-old scotch.
A bottle. Yeah.
All right. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll either see this in the Yerushalmi or not. I don't know. Okay, Beseder. Okay. Let's continue in the Gemara now. Tanya. Well, Kumalo Kamato shall not fail. And also the Kumalo Kamato of the person falling. So therefore, it's really Shlosha Kamot he'd fall. The Gemara says, "Hachad mar kamala kamato nofel," which is three. It's changed chamisha to shlosha, right? Hari shlosha, ubor lashel nizakin. But in the case of a bor b'shusarabim, we explain that it's only how deep does it have to be potentially fatal? If you remember, it wasn't three komot; it was much smaller than that. Atmar, it was adasra tfachim; it was only 10 tfachim. The Gemara says, "Lo domen nofel midat, no nofel shelo midat." It's different. Someone who's completely unaware of like a boar coming up on him, it's a smaller fall is likely to be can be more fatal. He's not ready for it, he can't brace himself, things like that. So therefore, when someone is unaware of a potential drop, that is when it is considered even a smaller drop is more fatal. I've just said the same thing twice. Okay, let's continue. Rav Yonatan Bar Chali says Rav Avud Dimis Bar Barte de Rav Tavi B'shem Rav Ilin dechavti Torah b'cheila. Those that not the push over a shore, sorry, with koach in order to check that. Ein bo b'shu risuk everim. Now risuk everim is whenever like if an animal like falls from a large height and all the joints and everything break apart, that can be or come apart, I should say. That is one of the simanei treifa. So when they push it over, you don't have to worry about that. Okay, the different parashim here. Let me see if I can find it. Where is it? Yeah, it says Ilun shemipilim shor b'koach. Korbanet says Allah writes ein bo mishum ketzarim shekeshu shor elipol when he's about to fall kol sham mitchazek b'tziporanavik. You know, grabs on by its doesn't really have claws, it got hooves. But anyway, ad she'enu nofel migova, that such that it won't fall from a height. In other words, there's some sort of bracing going on that it's not gonna get damaged by the fall. V'yomer the Reb Pinchas chavtu Torah in the times of Reb Pinchas they pushed over a shore b'koach v'cheila is b'koach with strength. Forcefully. He says, one second, you can't shech, then untie this animal. It got up and ran off. So clearly, it wasn't injured by the fall. So Amar Barusha Bachava Chachamim B'Divrehem, the Amar In Dechavti Torah Bechela, In Bamishum Ritzuke Berim. So in other words, Baruch Hashem, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the word of Chachamim, you know, were able to work out, they were accurate in their words, that in this context, that animal wouldn't be severely injured through the process and would become a treifa as a result. Okay. Marna says, how do we know that that requires skila? Well, it says, Shinemar, Sakol Yisakel. How do you know of this concept of being thrown? Shinemar, Yaro. Now, Korbanet takes out the other Yare. How do you know you need two Dichiot, two pushings? Now, what are these two pushings? Get to that in a moment. Talmud Oma, Yaro, Ye Yare. Now, the two pushings in inverted commas, the Bnei Moshe says that if you fell on his on the nafach alibol, then you've got to turn him over al motnav. That's a turning over. That's a second, if you like, pushing. That's the source of it. Okay, let's learn the next Mishnah. Kol niskalin nitlin. We're going to learn about exactly the process of this Nitlin, or the hanging in a moment, but anyone who receives skila has to be hanged after it. Exactly how so, we'll discuss that. That's him in Rebbe Eliezer. Havachachami says, Ein nitla ela hamegadef va'oved avodah zarah. That only the megadef, who curses Kodesh Baruch Hu and does avodah, and or someone who does, who worships avodah zarah, and is executed, those are the only cases you are nitla. However, the Gemara says, Ha'ish tole oto panav kila peha'am. When a man is hanged, he is his face is facing outwards. But a woman is facing towards the wood, in other words, not towards the people. That's Rebbe Eliezer. Chachamim says, forget it. Ha'ish nitla. Yes, a man is hanged. A woman is never hanged. However, Amar Rebbe Elazar, Maisa b'Shimon Shetach, the famous story which we'll learn about towards the end of the, we'll start, really the beginning of tomorrow's daf. He hanged all these women in Ashkelon. He executed 80 people in one day. But you're not meant to do that. So clearly it was what's called a horat sha'ai. It was an exceptional circumstance that he did that. Now, just to explain that, the Kormaneta says in the Mishnah, he says, they were, it was a problem of that day where it was being rampant, all this kshafim. Okay, kshafim is like witchcraft, things like that. And he took an exceptional stance, and he made a pirsum milta in order to put a stop against his practice. Okay? And why did he have to judge them all in one day very quickly? What was the rationale? He says, he's killing so many people that he's concerned that what will happen is their relatives might sort of pull together some sort of scheme to try and save them, and therefore he had to deal with the matter very quickly. It seems to be like it was rampant and in therefore exceptional circumstances. Okay. Well, ma tam de Rebbe Eliezer. So why Rebbe Eliezer says that all people that are stoned are hanged, it says. We learn from Megadeth. Because in the case of a Megadeth, some recursive is kikilat elokim talui hanging. Right, it says, well, that's a case that could be our prototype, if you like, such that that's a case of skila, so the person's hanged. So it's all that same to all cases. At the time, the Rabbana says, no. The Megadef is an exceptional case that he was actually, he went to one Eikarim, it's Kosta Kodesh Baruch Hu. Afani arbe shar kol kol apostim. That therefore I will only erabeh, I will only include those cases, other cases, which is like a Vodazara that goes to the depth, like an Ikarimuna. Okay, so that's, is it a prototype or an example? That's the, fine. Now Gemara says, Itani Tani, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai Nasi, Itani Tani Shimon Shechtan Nasi. There's a machloket, who was the Nasi? Was it Yehuda ben Tabai or was it Shimon Shechtan? We saw a case of Yehuda ben Shimon Shechtan we just saw before. Okay. That was a case where, if you remember, Yehuda ben Tabai says, "Aram Chamaim lo aragti et zomem," and Shimon Shechtan says, "What are you talking about? You shouldn't have killed him." That was the case. Now the Gemara says, "Now man damar Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai nasi uftim de Alexandria mesayle." The incident of Alexandria will help him. Now there's a lot of bits and pieces that are being filled along the way, so just bear with me. Uman dam Shimon Shechtan nasi uftim de Ashkelon mesayle. We'll see the case in Ashkelon that will help him. So again, you might not have this in the Gemara. Mamnita nasi. They wanted to make him nasi, but lo kibalele, and he didn't want to become nasi. Arik baz Alexandria, and he ran off to Alexandria. Havu b'nei Yerushalayim, kotvim Yerushalayim, agdola Alexandria ktana. We in Yerushalayim, which is greater, drawing ktana. And matai ba'ali, how long will my husband, meaning Shimon, you would have meant Tabai, be sharoi betochech? I'm sitting, all distraught at home. So therefore, they basically called for him to come back. So again, this is another insert, if you like. Perish Maiti got Ilfa, when he went on the ship, Amar Devora Marata, Devora, which is this woman who looked after them, Mar Debeta, De Kablatun, Mahavu Chaseira. What was she lacking? Now he was talking about her Hachnas Asarchim. What incredible care she gave us. Amar Lechad Mitamlidoi, one of the students says, Rebbe, Eine Havu Shavra. One second, her eyes weren't so attractive. Something was wrong with her eyes. So Amrlei, wow, hi Betati Gebach, I see two things by you. Chad de Chashtani, one, that you suspected me of talking about her physical beauty. V'chad istakabim, so two, that you were checking her out. You were looking at her physical beauty. So Oma Amrit Ya'ai Brayata, Lo Amrit Ela Ba'uvda V'kasi Elavi Ba'azal. In other words, you thought, you were referring to her, if you're her beauty, right? But I was referring to her midot, if you like, the way she looked after us, and he got angry then, and he, Ba'aza, left to show his anger. This Talmud walked him away from him. Okay, now Gemara says, that's a case you quite clearly see that perhaps if this is talking about Yehuda ben Tabai, that he was a Nasi, despite the fact he initially tried to avoid it, escaping to Alexandria, they called him back and he became the Nasi. Okay, now what about the case of Shimon Shetach? I mean, this is like a bit of work and we'll go into tomorrow. It says as follows. The case of Atzmon will help us. Why? Because three Talmudim. There were two Talmudim in Ashkelon. Achlin kechada, shatin kechada, lain ve'otachada. They ate, drank, and learned together. They were mash chevrusas, in the fullest sense. Umayit chad mina, one of them died, v'loit gamel lechesed, and they wasn't given the proper kavod for the funeral. Okay? However, mayit bar mayan, Muchas, the Bar Mayan, the son, was a tax collector. Son, I think it's Bar Mayan Muchas. He was the son of this tax collector. Ubatilat kol medina umigmala nechesed. Everything stopped and had a tremendous funeral. Sharia u talmid bachi began to cry. Bamar vai dilma leit lesone Yisrael klum. Lesone Yisrael is always euphemistic, like the opposite, talking about Lashon Tzagi Nahor, or talking about Am Yisrael. Is there no schar from Yisrael in this world? So it chamei le bechilma. He was his friend appeared to him in his dream. The one that died appeared to this one that remained. Amalei lo tivzei b'nei marach. Di avad chad zachul va'azel ba v'din avad chad chol va'azel ba. He says no, nothing's wrong. Everything's just because I had one chov, one sin, and because I wasn't given the right covenant, it was done away with. And this individual had one schut. And because of the big schud, he got his schar, if you like, in the big sort of procession, he got his schud in this world, and therefore, drained his account. The Gemara says, "O machova avad, what sin did you do? Chasle de lo avad chova mine. Like chas v'shalom, I didn't do any other sin in my life. Ela zimin cha one time ikdim tefillin shirosh v'tefillin shiliyad. One time I put my tefillin shirosh before tefillin yad. Okay, small infraction here, and therefore I wasn't given a proper funeral, so I could go with a clean slate to Shemayin." Omar Zachu Avad Bar Ma'ayan Muchas. This other individual, what was his what good thing to do? Says Chas Leichas V'Shalom De Lo Avad Zachu. He didn't end anything positive in his life. Elazinich one time Avad Aristo on the Bul Vutaya. He made a big party for all these Chashu people, and Belo Atun didn't come. So what do you do all the catering? Amar Yeitun Miskeinei V'Yechlun De Lo Likalkol. He says Chaval's going to get spoiled. Just give it to the poor guys. Ah, that. Chesed he did, that stood in his favor. V'it amin some say how these sagib orchels walking his way, v'avu tachut shichya chad agul. Under his armpit, he had some roll of bread. But now finally happened to, under was trying to get his phone out or something, and it fell. It just fell from under his arm. And then what happened is, v'naste chad miskan, and one Andy came and took it. V'lo marle, he didn't say a word. He just let it go. Begin to lo mesamki apu, he didn't want to embarrass him. Oh. That's a schud he had, and therefore he had this huge funeral and everything, and that was the only schud he had in his life. Okay. V'chame ha'u talmida, go ganin, go pardisa, go mvoin demaya. He saw in Shemayim, he showed him, if you like, in Shemayim, that this Talmud had ganim, pardesot, these are like, and water pools, and so these are orchards and grounds, whatever sort of metaphoric schar he had in Gan Eden. In abundance. Okay? The Chami the Bar Mayan Muchas, this other individual, the tax collector's son, he said, Kayem al Gif Nahara, he was on one side of this river. Baimata, he wanted to reach the water, Velomati couldn't reach there. Now, why is that? I'll show you interesting. Korbanator says, Va'ona shalazer mida keneged mida. Shinoten lo kol chevtso, velo natan mimeno klum la'aniyim. Because he had so much wealth, and he never gave to anybody else, except for that one incident, of course. Lakach, therefore, he would in Shemayim not be able to attain that which he desired. Okay. Rabbi Yisrael just told us here that, sorry, just to fill in, thank you, Rabbi Yisrael, in Sanhedrin and Bavli, Atzeli, Areg, Mashkin, Otor, Korot, Shal, Levonah, they give him some frankincense, Bekos, Shal, Yain, in a cup of wine, Kadesh, the Ref, Dato, in order to, Seraph, Dato, to, I guess mixed with his mind, I think. Shnei Martinu Sheikha, sorry.
Soften the blow.
Okay. Okay, so they would not drug him, to answer the question, but thank you, Rabbi Israel, they would give him something to drink somewhat. Okay, I'm not sure how drunk they would get him, but it sounds like frankincense within wine of some sort. Okay, let's continue. Back to this story. Now, that's what he saw in Shemaim. He also saw Bechami le Miriam bat Alei Betzalim. Alei Betzalim literally leaves onions, but Miriam, the daughter of this individual, Tale Bechite Bizaya. Now, there's different pshatim here. Kormanen, his second pshat says he was hanging by his, she was hanging by her hair. Okay. Vitamarin Tirat Genedim, so Gehenom Kfiya Go'odna. That the Odna is Ozen, Dal and Zaim switch, right? That the Tzir, of the door, the Tzir is like the bolt, not the bolt, the hinge of the door in Gehenna was spinning on her ear. What's going on there? So Amalun, so we'd spin it a little bit again. Amalun Lama, Amrin begin to have with Saimu Mafarsa la Migyarta. One, she's to fast and publicize it. V'idamari Davut Simichad Yoma Umakazale. Tray. Now the pshat is that she's a fast one day and make it out as if she was doing a lot more than she was. Okay, such a punishment. I'm not exactly sure what the pshat there is. However, Amrul Eimat Ha'ikedin. How long is she going to be like this? So Amrul said, "And Yaiti, here we go. This is with our destination. We're going to learn more details about tomorrow. Shimon ben Shetach. Why? Nasvin Lei is going to be go on Nevi Yativ le go on there. They're going to take it off Odna her ozen and they're going to put it on his ozen." So Amar Lon, one second, Mahu Surchana, what did you do wrong? So Amar Le, Dinadar Nafshe, he said to himself, Amar I it Abi Nasiya, if I'm become Nasi, Katil Chor Chashay, I'm gonna kill all these Machshifim. But Haydin Abi Le, with Naz, he's now Nasi? But Lord Katlon, he hasn't done anything about it. And that's the introduction. If you, firstly, that shows that he was a Nasi, clearly, in Shemayim, they're holding into account. But this is also an introduction that we'll see to the continuation of the story of what actually did happen in Ashkelon for Rav Shimon Shetach to repair that. Okay, we'll discuss it.
The four Mises based in, they all began with this Dechifa Mishtekom?
No. We're going to learn about them all individually. That's not the case. Only Skila.
And even Skila, there's no Chiyuv for the Beit, there's no mitzvah for the Beit in Dafka to facilitate skida, meaning if the dechifa kills the person, there's
That's
no
it.
Stone in the picture.
That's it. Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
A person would be, so to speak, high of that, but may not receive that.
Well, no, that is that. That's the whole point. Oh yeah, is that the first thing is to cast him down. That's all part of the
and
process.
That's called skida?
Sounds like it. That's why it says Yatzah. You've been Yotzah the Chiyo of Skila. Unless I learned it wrong.
I agree. I don't understand it. I mean,
You'll see in a second. Also, Strafer's not burning. All of them are different. You'll see. Right. Yeah.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you again, Rabbi Israel.